Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow, 16, going up to 31. Johannesburg, 15, 29. Mbombela, 20, 29.
In the traffic, the big issue this afternoon, the N1 southbound in Pretoria, coming from Sebako Makgato through Stormfuil and down towards the N4 in Malahleni Highway. There was a vehicle on fire on that route. Some serious backing traffic.
In your sport headlines, the junior box European Johan Ackermann as a consultant and Chelsea captain Reece James hit by a fresh injury blow.
Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Khanyago says South Africa is finally seeing a recovery in economic growth following a weak performance in 2023 and early this year. The repo rate now sits at 7.75%, while the prime lending rate will be 11.25%. He expects pension withdrawals from the new two-part system to support the economic growth.
It is unclear how much this will boost the third quarter growth numbers, which are due in a few weeks. Encouragingly, the most recent labor force survey showed relatively large and broad-based job gains and lower unemployment.
Authorities have closed the spaza shop in Diepkloof, Soweto that allegedly sold contaminated snacks to a 5-year-old boy, resulting in his death. Siyabonga Mnisi died yesterday and his three friends were hospitalized after eating the same snacks. Cliff Shiko is on the scene.
The MEC for Economic Development, Lebogang Maile, says the spaza shop was found to be unhygienic and did not meet basic requirements needed. Maile added that while Home Affairs officials confirmed the shop owner is in South Africa legally, his business has not yet been registered. The spaza shop owners have 21 days to register with the municipalities. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News in Diepkloof.
Meanwhile, Justice Minister Thembi Simelane urged South Africans to report shop owners who sell expired and fake goods to the National Consumer Commission.
The National Consumer Commission is engaging mobile network operators to zero rate the number so that it does not cost any money to the callers.
She spoke at a briefing on the government's action plan to manage foodborne illnesses, and Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi at the same briefing added that investigations into how the culprit Turbufos pesticide ends up in communities.
It's not only spaza shops, unfortunately. It is sold at taxi ranks. It is sold at old age pension payout points. It is sold by hawkers in the street. It is sold in the trains. So it's all over.
Meanwhile, the government has welcomed the decision by the ICC to issue arrest warrants for Israeli leaders Benjamin Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant, as well as the late Hamas commander Mohammed Deif. He is spokesperson for international relations, Crispin Piri.
The South African government regards the arrest warrants issued by the ICC as significant developments. We call upon the global community to uphold the rule of law and ensure accountability for human rights violations. And we also call upon all state parties to act in accordance with the obligations in the Rome Statute.
And finally, Ghana's Asante King Otumfuo Osei Tutu II will receive 28 historic gold ornaments and regalia this weekend in the latest major restoration of cultural treasures to this West African country. It dates from the 19th century and are symbols of governance, chiefship and royal heritage. Originally crafted by Asante court artisans, they include swords, linguist staffs, palace security locks, rings, necklaces and gold weights. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 6.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
Take my breath.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Wait. Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
Come on, dance for me.
On the station,
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.